Und wenn man einen Telekurs dann noch genommen, wenn er das selber beannehmen, teils Munacha Dibur Muchavat Seis, Dibur, the words of a person, lying and prepared to go out, prepared to leave the person, the Eniyetze Derech HaTeki and Derech HaElef. Yet the words don't come out through the mouth, they come out through the back, the rear, the back of the neck. It's actually possible to hear many times where the dibur, the words do not come out from the mouth, but through the back of the neck. The sound is different. It's a deep sound, not coming out naturally. The reason is because there are three klipos. These three klipos always want to capture the words of a Jew, the Lord of Kadeshim, for themselves. Especially Dibur Kodesh, a great person. Because by these three klipos, all the Dibur are nice and valuable, they want to capture them. Certainly when the Dibur has a real beauty, it doesn't need to take a beauty, and they surely want to capture it. Because the proof is that the Mitzrayim Egyptians are all dark-skinned, black. Even if Sarai Meina wasn't such a Yafastaya, it would also be considered very important in their eyes. The Dibur is also a Bechina Sarai for each one. Sarai means the power of ruling. Yeshiru Bechina Sarai Liyumasa. Person whose power of ruling is over an entire nation. The Gemara says first she was called Sarai, and then she was called Sora. Different types of ruling power. Sarai because she ruled over a nation. Sora when she ruled over the whole world. The person who rules over a nation. And with his word you can rule over, you can command over an entire city or a land. There's one person who has power, ruling power over the entire world. The Yeshu said it as they say. There's one person that rules at least over his own home. But by these three klipos, who are in the Bechina of Mitzrayim, who are all dark and low, a very low category, every dibur by them is valuable and they want to capture it. Yagimo klipos, these three klipos, Heim Sad Ha'ifim, the Sad Ha'mashkim, the Sad Ha'tabochim. Shehem Tam Asachilo Shtiyo. These three klipos are called the Sad Ha'ifim, the three Sodom and Mitzrayim. The Sad of the baking, the Sad of the drinks, the wine of Tadai, Sad Ha'tabochim of the food, the meat. These mean, the klipos mean the Taiva Asachilo Shtiyo. Tadai, who I see is Ha'idif. The word Tadai has the same letters as Ha'idif, the back of the neck. Meaning, Shehem made a Chere HaKadusha. He stands behind the Kedusha, the Klippas are always behind the Kedusha, and the Yenik from the Kedusha. Take it, Shirei Nagimu Sodom Hanal, Shain Sore Padai. Meaning, when these three Sodom, who are called the Sore Padai, when they see a Sodom, a Shehu HaDibur, when they see Sodom, which means a Dibur, because Dibur is the one that rules, then it appears nice in their eyes, desirable, and they capture it, this dibur, for the sake of Tadai, which means for the sake of the Eidif. They bring it to the back of the neck. Which of course is, either what you saw, Sore Padai, by a halal, I saw Padai. And the Sore Padai saw Sora, so they took her maybe they praised her to Padai, they wanted to have a Padai. They give them Sodom Hanal, Heim Kone Uvesha Tobrid. These three Sodom are the Kone, the trachea, the windpipe, Uvesha, the esophagus, the tube where the food goes down, and the veridin, the veins in the neck. The taisim had dibur liha'idif. And they capture the dibur for the sake of the back of the neck, for achoyde ha'kedusha, behind the kedusha. These three sodim are close to the kone, veshet, the veridin, are close to the herimoit soi sapet, the five types of speech. And mainly they are called achar hadvorim. Achar HaDvorim, the Bein says in the Torah, that means they're behind the Dibur, the Achayri HaKdusha of the Dibur, and they capture the Dibur. They bring it down to Mitzrayim, the Bein Elazar says that, the Meitzer HaGorim, to the narrow part of the throat, where it's put into Golos, that's Golos Mitzrayim. Hine Kishah HaDibur, Ruhu Dibur HaKadosh, Bechina Soro, Shehoyesh Chino Imo. Now when the Dibur is in itself a Dibur Kadosh, in the category of Soro, where the Shechina was with Soro, the Shechina protected Soro, protected the Dibur, although it hurt Avraham very much when she was taken, still he had the tochen that it was a very big taiva, some good to come out of it, the fact that she was captured there in Mitzrayim. But from this there came a very big nachas for Hashem. This is the bechina where at the time one person rules over a second person, and it does harm for the ruler. And the person who does the ruling, that he does himself harm by ruling. So here, when they took Sarah, they ruled over Sarah, apparently it was for their bad. When they took Sarah, it was for their harm, because she took from them, she gathered them all into Zagdation, they were buried among them. That's in the case where the Dibur is Sarah, where the Shekhinah is with her. The Dibur is real, the High Kedusha. But if a dibur is an ordinary dibur, it counts as an ordinary person. After she is pursued, said with Shom, it's possible they should capture a dibur to Mitzrayim, to Pilate, to the Oida. They came out, Chazasholim, Yishtak Hashom. Chazasholim may be completely be sunk in there. And why should Yovei Tzadik Emes, Yishtak Kayach Laitzi, Yishom? Unless the Tzadik Emes comes, there's a power to take out the dibur from there. Like Sarah took out the interpretation who was sunk in there, the others who were there. Yesh Odom Shanasami Kuloi Mimenu Dibur. There's a person from whom the entire person becomes Diburim. This person himself becomes Dibur. How? Shanas a Sicha B'Theabriyas. That this person becomes a Sicha in the mouths of people. They speak about him. Dakar Devon Mimenu. They speak about him. But this whole person is spoken about. So this person becomes Bechinas Dibur. Ihu Halech Nova Nodum Espaza B'Theikulam. He goes, he wanders from different places. And he becomes scattered in the mouths of all these people. The Eitzel Kol Echad V'Yechad Shebol Hashom, to each person where he falls into their mouth, where they speak about him, Yesh Lo Inuyim V'Tzores Mishunas. He has various types of suffering and tzores from them. The Eitzel Kol Echad Yesh Lo Padai Lati Bechinosim, because each person had his own Bechinos Padai, his own Eidef, his own Acharad Vodaf, his own Kuipais, that are unique from the Dibor. When he comes into the mouth of a great person, Shom Parai Melech, there Parai is a king, Mitzrayim Medina, Mitzrayim is a land, the Gimel Sodom, these three Sodom, Avkeshein Tefsim Hadibim, and Eifel Aleihem Tzalim Yoy. Although this is a matter of royalty, still when these three Sodom capture the Dibur and he falls into their hands, then he suffers a lot from it. Still, in Kolze Yeshli Necha, still there is, he has pleasure, Sheef Shemanim Tzayi Shomit Tutsvagdation, Yiyyir Teva Mizeh. So still there is a pleasure that because he'll be able to find Tutsvagdation, it will be something good will come out for him. If he falls into the mouth of a great person, this person will be able to take out the Tutsvagdation from this Dibur. But when he falls into the mouths of low people, there, when the Dibur is captured by the Eidei, by the Tarei, which means the Eidei, and he falls there, so it's a case not of a land that is settled, but a case like the Bashmama, a desert without any civilization in it. No one come to meet there. The formal Islam is very bitter. This nefesh goes, wanders, and is scattered in the mouths of many people. And he is tired and hungry and thirsty in this desert. There is no food to pacify, to satisfy this hungry and thirsty nefesh. Because it's lost in the mouths of this nefesh, this dibur. Nefesh is dibur, nafshi yotzei medabrei. This dibur, and this person now became dibur. So maybe this person falls into the mouths of people where there is no kedusha. Maybe it's like he has become lost in a midbar shmama, in a desolated spot, a desert. And there, so the nefesh becomes very tired, and there's nothing of any food for itself, there's no mazon supply for this nefesh of any food or drink. The male of the nefesh is tired, hungry, and thirsty. So what has the nefesh, what alternative does the nefesh have? The echelas es atzmo. So the nefesh has to actually, to exist, it has to eat itself. The mechinos ish osso zreya yechlo. And the courage that the person will, because of the hunger, will eat his own arms. The meat of his own arms. The kedinyo, the case of, for example, ish shegobad olav hakridus miyay. For example, a person
it became very cold.
The weather is very extremely cold. Does not have any cover to warm himself or to wrap himself around in. So he doubles himself over. He wraps himself around with his own arms. And he shrinks within himself in order to get warm. So to the nefesh has no cover to wrap itself around to cover itself. The souls, they wrap with themselves. The soul wraps itself in itself. It wraps itself around from its own substance. The nefesh wraps itself around with its own nefesh. The whole kachnis alpha becomes so weak and so tired that you are feeble in least to mod divine Michael. Give this nefesh some food. Cannot even receive this food. It can't digest it anymore. Like a sick person who is lying in a sick bed for a long time, actually this becomes so weak and he can't take any food anymore. Even when they give him food, they feed him, he gives it back, he can't receive it. What can we do? We brought this upon ourselves. Because we refused to listen to the Eitzes Teva that Hashem gave us in the Teva Ketashim. The Pasuk says, Kiponu Eilai Oedev Olei Ponim. Hashem says that we turned our Oedev to him instead of the Ponim, which means we turned our back, we refused to listen to him. The Yosu Chavush Avei Sasudim. Then the second trouble for the Nefesh is first in the Midrash Lama. Second trouble is that they find themselves bound in a prison. Kinis Pasen Es Hashem. That is captured and tied there. Well, the Pasuk might be Haile Malo, Malei Olei Shemayim. At times, so the Nefesh is thrown upwards towards heaven. Yarkach Mashlichai Mi Haile Mata. Then it's thrown back below. Ki Ha'ali Olei Hoisei Kaseida, because the rise up was not in order. Not that it went up gradually, it was thrown upwards. Therefore, it was thrown back downwards. Third case, it's brought in the Mizmah of the Dalat Zichon Haidus, where the person traveled on the sea, and the sea was so stormy that the waves carried way up the Yalo Shemayim. It turned out like the waves went up to heaven, it went down to the depth of the sea. These are the troubles that the nefesh finds itself in. That all will turn out right, that our end will be good, Hashem will do good for us in the end. Amen. Nosanel says, Kol ze shamati mipivak kodesh. All this I heard from Avinu himself. After he saw these things written by me, Omas, he said, like a sakim yopek tanoi. He said, I did not write these things correctly, as I should have. Yomar, he said, she called the Lord Ela mikum shorim l'mayma abisein zol. These things are bound, are connected with what the Gemara says, dalat tzinichim l'chidais, four who have to bench camel, she'em l'orim b'nizma kuf zayin. They're really detailed in Nizma 107 of Tillim. The idea of moving midvara, as can be seen in the Sutta of Menazal's words, she called Dalad Hanal, all these four, Shehem, Helchem, and Boris, people who go in the desert, the Chamushim of Esar Sudim, and who are tied and bound in prison, the Chayla, one who is sick, the Yer de Hayam, another travel on the sea, the Kelman Amis, Al Tzoras HaNefesh, Mevei Liyabi, and Tzoras HaNefesh. This Mizmer hints the fact that these four don't mean a person who actually, the Guf, the Gashmias, has to go through the suffering. It speaks about the nefesh that goes through the sotus. Shai lechas noa v'noda, the nefesh goes out wandering and lost. Oye is tired, but not even hungry, but so many and thirsty, but midbar in the desert. Zed v'chinas tohu b'midbar. But the Mizmer says that they were lost in the desert. V'chem and davar me'ir cheli ha'nefesh. Also the Mizmer speaks about the sickness of the nefesh. And kol kachnes alfa became so weakened, and asher afilu im nesim l'advar Michael. Even by Michael, so it can't receive it. As the Pasuk says, they call Echel to say of Nachshon, the Nefesh despises the food, it can't take it. Shemadabe Me'echela. It speaks there also about the Echela, the sickness of the Nefesh. Shemadabe Me'echela Shemadabe. It speaks too about one who's in prison, where again the Nefesh is in prison. cannot be released. I mentioned these stuff, which speaks about the those that go down to the sea, and this the Yamigash we take a trouble on the sea. Here too, the Nefesh also is thrown upwards and down. This Talmud speaks about actually a case of Tzoras HaNefesh. The Nefesh goes into Avedis Hashem, the Tzoras that it has, Shiesh Yoleha Machlekes Rabin, there's a lot of Machlekes that come to this person, but Rabin Kom Maleha, many rise up against this Nefesh, and say, Vela Seinuyim VeYesudim, the Nefesh suffers a lot of pain and suffering, the Tiltulim Gedelim, it's moved about, tossed about, the Tzoras Meshunes, and different types of Tzoras, Kamala is mentioned in the title. Hashem saves the Nefesh each time for the Tzoras, he must always give thanks to Hashem. Hashem should help us. Exactly, we should understand. Holy this. The Ayin in Yezebi had ten of Yasai, really Kim, Sim and Samach Beis. This Ayin is more in detail in Tayyid of Samach Beis. There, Abinazar says that the Tikkun for the Sore Pare, take the Dibur. When they calculate, they spoil the dibur, they take it to the head at the back of the neck, because they are called achar advarim, the yonik from achar yagdusha. And it says there, the tikkun is tainus. A person fast, it's a tikkun for the dibur. Because achar advarim, the klipa is a yonik from achar yagdusha, back of the gdusha. Which means the back of the shemus Hashem lekim. Now the shemus Hashem lekim, b'achar ayim, take the shem yud kev ofke b'achar ayim, means they go back each time yud. Yud K, the Gemara to the Ayin Bay, 72. Shem Elikim, Ba'achar Ayin, Aleph Lamed K, Aleph Lamed K Yud, Aleph Lamed K Yud Mem, the Gemara to the Reish, 200. Together, the 72 of Hashem and the 200 of Elikim, Gemara to the Reish Ayin Bay, 272, which stands for no hunger. That means the hunger, which means the Titus, the person who fasts. That's the tikkun for the achar advarim, for the klipas to a yinik for the chayde of the kedusha. So then when a person fasts, he kind of mitzvah of tainus, he's misakin the achar advarim, the diburim that are taken by the klipas. With this, he's misakin the dibur that takes it out of the skimul sori pari, out of these klipas, the yinik for the chayde of kedusha. So now through tainus, a person can be zecher to be misakin his dibur to speak diburim kedusha. Baruch Hashem.